You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, the Nats already struck for what presumably is their biggest deal before the non-waiver trade deadline, though we can never rule anything out with this organization. But what made Jonathan Papelbon the right choice for them?
Well, they really need an extra reliever to really they need to be more consistent as far as, you know, getting out in the late innings. They haven't been able to do that. I mean, Storm has been great, and lately Casey Jansen has been pretty good, but the rest of the bullpen has been shaky, and they just needed another guy who could put the ninth inning away, to replace some of the bullpen that they have now.
We had talked about the possibility, and you had been under the impression, and it made sense, that they would be more likely to add a smaller piece, a setup guy, somebody to add depth and keep Drew Storer in the ninth inning, where he's been very good. What was it that turned them on the idea of maybe giving up more and certainly making a significant financial commitment in order to do a deal with Papelbon, who clearly is going to be the guy in the ninth and who they're going to be paying through next year?
Well, I think they looked at what Storen did the last 2 years in the seventh and eighth inning. He did a great job at it, and they figured, you know what, they need an eighth inning guy. Why not put Storen in there, and then why not add Papelbon? I mean, he comes a lot cheaper, in a sense, than, Chapman or even Kimbrel, but I'll tell you, I can understand why they made this move. I think it's basically they improve to add Drew Storen in that eighth inning.
It's probably unfair even to ask this, but I also strongly suspect that there are Nationals fans who are wondering this and who were wondering this before. Is part of this just about October? I mean, Drew Storen has been an excellent relief pitcher. But I think there are a lot of Nationals fans who probably can't forget a few years ago against St. Louis and even a rough game last October. And personally, I don't think it's fair to judge guys on really small sample sizes. Drew Storen's a really good relief pitcher. With that said, was one part of this that they wanted to get a guy to pitch the ninth inning in October who they knew had pitched the ninth inning successfully in October?
Matthew, you can't help but think that it is about October because, Drew Storen has done a great job during the regular season. And, the Nationals are not saying, well, he messed up in October. They're not saying that. I don't think they ever will say that. But you have to wonder why they did this, because this is the third time he lost his closer job. And this one of the three, this one is the weirdest of all. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, he did not say this. Drew Storen did not say it, but it would not surprise me that he's seeking a trade after the season's over. I think he's going to be, a great guy during the rest of the regular season. He already had a talk with Papelbon already. I don't think he's going to be like a cancer in the clubhouse, but I do see him requesting a trade after the season, because three times of losing your job, and this one, he's having a great year. I don't blame him.
Yeah, it's pretty clear, and to his credit, he's trying to walk that line, I think. My impression is he is really trying to say the right things and is upset enough that he's almost not able to really say the right things, and that's understandable. But is there any concern on the front office's part about how this plays out in the clubhouse, not just with Storen, but, as well as I do, guys really believe, players often believe in guys kind of getting what they deserve. And I just wonder, is there any worry that the rest of the roster looks and says, hey, we rode with this guy all year, now he's being bumped out for a guy who was on the other side all year. Is there any worry about that at all, or are they confident that this is not going to be an issue?
This is not going to be an issue. As long as Jason Wirth is on this team, this is not going to be an issue. Let me tell you something. He is the captain of this team. He runs the ship. And there's no way it's going to happen. I mean, I've said this many times to you and others, but once Jason Wirth came in 2011, they've never had cancers. And I don't expect any cancer to hit this clubhouse anytime soon.
Where does this? How does the bullpen set up from now? Does it go a pretty straight Papelbon in the ninth, Storen in the eighth, Jansen in the seventh, or does this allow them to do anything a little funky or a little creative? And do you anticipate any other tweaks to this mix over the coming days and then months?
No, it's pretty obvious that what you just said, it's going to be Jansen, Storen, and Papelbon in the late innings. And in the middle innings, you're going to see, Aaron Barrett. You're going to see Felipe Rivero. We might see Felipe Rivero a little more in the late innings because he's done a good job, but it's gone unnoticed. But we might see more Rivero, and we'll see what happens from there.
What else do they still need, or what else would they still like to do? Are there any moves still in the offing over the next 28 hours as we speak?
Well, the way I look at it, Matthew, I think it all depends on Denard's staff, because my gut feeling is that Denard Span could be out a long, long time now. Could he be out for the year? No one is saying that, but they said that his core must improve in order for him to be back on this field. And it's not just a back issue. It's the core that he hurt twice this year. So, it depends on the core, I think. I hope that we can see Denard Span pretty soon. If it's not, then they could possibly get another bat. But then again, Michael Taylor has done a great job of late, not just defensively, but offensively as well. So he could be just enough, when it comes to the offense.
If they decided they had worry about Span, would they more just add sort of a depth bat, or would they actually look for a center fielder?
I think they might not look for a center fielder. They just might look for a corner bat. You never know. I mean, like Mike Rizzo, for example, has dealt with Justin Upton. He drafted Justin Upton. But, I mean, Justin Upton is a free agent, so he would just be a rental, I think. And, because they really have confidence in Michael Taylor right now. I mean, the guy is playing like nobody's business. So I'm just telling you, if Span is hurt for a long time, they could make a deal within the next 2 days for a bat.
Moving beyond the one guy who is still out, I want to talk about some of these guys who are back, because this is obviously going to be an enormous factor. What have you seen from Anthony Rendon, Jason Wirth, Ryan Zimmerman as they have returned? I know it's very early, but do these guys look like they're kind of in the swing, or do any of them still look a little rusty to you?
Wirth definitely seems like he's in the swing. He has the day off tonight. Zimmerman, it's going to take a while for him to get it going. I mean, they've had hits, but the power's not there. It might take a while. They've been out a long time. And even Rendon said to me that he could take a few days off or the next couple of days. So we'll see what happens. And right now, it's too early to judge. It's only like three games.
And Steven Strasburg is continuing to move closer. He's got another rehab start. He reported that today. Do you anticipate that is likely the last one, or is there still a little ways to go for Strasburg?
That is likely the last one. Yes, he was hit hard yesterday, but Matt Williams seems to think that if he can go five innings in this one, he will be back in that rotation. So far, no pain for Strasburg in the oblique, so I'm expecting him to be back within a matter of a week or two.
All right. Well, Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.